This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our painful tax system has become a massive barrier to America's economic comeback. It really is. We're penalized. It costs us millions of American jobs, trillions of dollars, and billions of hours wasted on paperwork and on compliance. Our tax code is a giant self-inflicted economic wound. If we want to renew our prosperity, restore our opportunity, and reestablish our economic dominance, which is what we should be doing, then we need tax reform that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, pro-American. We're going to get into great detail over the next 2 weeks, but we're working on it with Congress now and coming up with very exacting numbers. We're going to reduce the tax rate on American business so they can keep our jobs in America, create jobs in America, and compete for workers right here in America, meaning higher wages for workers and greater profits for companies. It's finally time to give the American worker a pay raise.
Amen to that, huh? Donald Trump rallying the folks to fix this giant, as he calls it, self-inflicted wound of the U.S. tax code. As we've maintained along the way, I know that Paul Ryan is thinking it'd be, for corporate tax, 18-20%. I'm saying, look, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. Go down to 15%. Let the international community know, international businesses know that you're serious about this. This would, create, I think, would start a movement on repatriating those dollars. I don't think it's going to be a simple thing, as some would suggest. You got these companies holding out trillions of dollars. It's an inestimable amount. Some will say anywhere from $1 to $3 trillion in offshore money just sitting there. That needs to come back to the United States. It's kind of a tough deal. These companies saying, okay, well, look, we'll bring the money there. And, what kind of hit am I, what's in it for me to bring that money? There's going to be some accommodation there. And the 15% tax deal is only part of it. I think, repatriating those dollars, people need to understand, that's in a whole other negotiation. That's something else altogether. And, of course, Donald Trump's goal is to repatriate that money and put it into infrastructure. Now, it sounds very simple, but there's a lot there that needs to be worked out. But, Scott, I'm like you. The forgotten man and woman on Main Street says, look, it is about time. Let's simplify it. People have talked about it. Governor Rick Perry, when he was running for president, I think the first time he said, hey, look, how would you like to be able to do your taxes on a 3x5 card? Well, wouldn't that be novel? I think everybody would. And how would you like to have your taxes be reduced in such a way to where you're not paying 38%, that it comes down to, whatever number that we're talking about, 20, it'd be good if we just did 15% right across the board, eliminated some of this complication, and just simplified the tax code altogether. We don't need 80,000 pages that most, accountants don't understand anyway. It's almost like Obamacare. It is just massive. The kind of paperwork you're talking about here.
I think simplifying it also prevents another thing. It prevents the IRS from targeting, which they've been used for before, to target certain groups. Because if your taxes are easy, it's pretty easy for you to file them and and not mess up on it.
Right, exactly.
And to where what they were doing is they're finding these little mess-ups, and then they can go after that group.
Yeah, those are the mess ups that most of the attorneys, the good tax attorneys, can get you out of. But if you don't have one, you're left vulnerable. Yeah, we're coming about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. The conversation continues. Stay with us, America.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. I got a special guest for you, Catherine Schwarzenegger, all excited about the release of her new book. Catherine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I know you're all excited about your book, and of course, everybody here is Schwarzenegger, so they want to know, how's mom and dad? Everybody's fine. Family's good, right?
Yes, everyone's great, and we're all super excited to be promoting awareness around animal adoption.
Exactly. Well, like you say, I know your family, and I saw the blogging, the tweets going out there. Everybody's so proud of you for this book, Maverick and Me, that was just released. The illustrations by Phyllis Harris, by the way, are just outstanding. And what a great story. A true story based on your own personal experience, right?
Yeah. I have my dog is named Maverick, so the book is based off of my experience adopting Maverick, and I wanted to write a children's book because I saw how enthusiastic kids would get about meeting my dog and hearing that he was rescued from under a freeway, and that the idea that you could get a dog that or a cat that came with a story was so exciting for so many kids to learn about. So I wanted to write this book to teach kids all about animal rescue, so when the time comes for them to get their first pet, that they might choose to adopt instead of buy one.
Yeah, let's talk about the numbers of pets waiting for adoption and how many dogs are abandoned across this country. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
here?
I mean, I think that, you know, one of the biggest and most important things that my parents taught me was the importance of responsibility. And what I think is so great about this book is teaching kids about the responsibility of having their first pet. And it's a huge responsibility, no matter what your age is, obviously, having a pet. And for me, having my dog has taught me so much about, you know, myself, about, you know, about love and unconditional love, and also about the huge responsibility that owning a pet is. So a lot of the pets that you see that end up in animal shelters are oftentimes because people make impulse decisions to get a pet thinking that it's not going to be a huge responsibility, and they end up not being able to take care of it, so they have to do owner surrenders. And so I think that, you know, with this book, I really hope to be able to teach kids and parents about, you know, the responsibility that pets are, but also that you can start by trying to foster a pet and see if making a decision to get a pet is right for you by being able to kind of test the waters with fostering, which is what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did foster for a while before, you know, Maverick captured your heart, that dirty little dog.
Yeah,
huh?
I did. Yeah.
So, yeah, but we know about dogs. I mean, dogs, like you say, are just so they're just so upfront, you know, about love. I mean, they are just absolute givers. Maybe I've just been fortunate with the dogs that I've run into or dogs that I've owned. They just love the heck out of you.
Yeah, they really do. And I personally think that I love all dogs, obviously, but I think that rescue dogs have so much love to give, and it's almost like they know that you rescued them and that you helped them, and they just are so much more appreciative of the life that they've been given, because they've really been given a second chance at life and at love, and they're just always so excited and such amazing animals. And my experience has been so great that I really hope that this book teaches, you know, kids about it and gets them excited as well.
Exactly. How did you get involved with animal rescue?
Well, I've always been a huge animal lover, obviously, but I really just started fostering kind of on accident, because my sister and I were walking on the street and saw that a local store in Santa Monica needed help with fosters over the holidays because, as you know, a lot of people go out of town, so they were kind of short on fosters. And so we applied, and I was living at my mom's house at the time, and we showed up with puppies at her house, and we kind of turned her garage into a little kennel, which she turned out to really love. And it was such a great experience, and we had about 7 puppies. And we found them all such incredible homes, and it was such a rewarding experience for me to be able to see these little puppies and have them at such a young age, and then be able to get them to a place where they were strong enough to be adopted, and to see them find loving and amazing homes and kind of go forward and in such a great, bright future was such a rewarding experience for me. And then I got my last foster puppy, which turned out to be what they call a foster failure, because I decided to keep my little Maverick. And it was such a great gift, though, and such a great experience, too.
I love how they characterize that. Because he gets adopted, it's a foster failure.
I know.
Okay, go figure. But I think Maverick would say it was a rather successful fostering experience for him, right?
Yes. No, I hope so. It was a great experience. And I got him when he was 2 weeks old. He was found under a freeway. And so I took him, and I wasn't intending on actually adopting him officially, but we kind of created such a strong bond just because he got so sick when he was little, and it turned out to be the best experience for both of us, and it caused me to write the book, so I'm really lucky.
Well, congratulations on the book. We're talking with Katherine Schwarzenegger, her new book that's just been released, Maverick and Me. It's based on a true story. And it sounds to me, Katherine, that, it's one thing to foster dogs who are in distress and need help, and you get them through that process. But when you adopt, it takes you to a whole different level. And I got to imagine this has altered your perception of adoption.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I think that, you know, no matter what age you are, getting your first pet is a very unique and fun experience, but it definitely causes you to learn a huge amount about, you know, responsibility. And I've told all of my friends so far that I think getting a dog in your 20s is the best idea, because it teaches you a lot about what you're ready for in life. And I told all my friends to get a dog before you even think about having a child, because it really just puts
or a husband, you know.
For you.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're hoping that with this book that you'll encourage more people to consider adopting a pet instead of shopping for one. Explain the benefits of choosing to adopt.
Well, I mean, there are so many benefits. Because you not only give an animal a second chance at life, but you are able to get, an animal that you never would have been able to find before, and also take the time to kind of find the dog or cat that works for you. One of the things that I love about dog rescue is that you can start by fostering and seeing if you're ready for that decision, because it is a big commitment and it is a big decision, for you or for your family. And, you know, obviously helping an animal and saving an animal's life is the biggest and most rewarding thing that you can possibly do. So the benefits are endless, and you have unconditional love for the rest of your life. So it's something that I can't recommend enough, and something that I think and hope that this book will teach families about all over. So they can hopefully choose to do that.
And I like in your book, you refer to rescue dogs, how they need a forever home. That's a huge difference. And a great message in your book, Catherine Schwarzenegger, Maverick and Me, illustrated by Phyllis Harris. It's even one of those books as grandparents would want to sit down with the grandkids, especially. But it is a touching book. It really will engage you and draw you into considering, instead of going to a store, going to a rescue center and maybe foster a dog to begin with, like Catherine has suggested. Find out. It'll help you count the cost and see if you're ready to be a responsible pet owner. And, of course, a rescue dog will love you forever for giving them a forever home. Catherine Schwarzenegger, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour. All eyes are on Florida and Hurricane Irma right now. We've got mandatory evacuations for the Florida Keys, and people are making their preparations. We've had our preparatory, preparedness expert on with us earlier, sharing things that you need to know for those of you who are affected. And we're up the coast on the east side, a little bit further up above West Palm Beach ourselves. And, you know, we're considering options right now, you know, from hunkering down and, you know, looking for escape routes. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm sure many others are doing the same thing. Governor Scott has just announced that he needs volunteers. I think they need about 9,000 more volunteers. And I know many people are stepping up for that. And we thank you for participating. Right now with us, we have Dr. Audrey Kusiak, who is the scientific program manager for the Veterans Administration Rehabilitation Research and Development Service, and Dr. Bob O'Brien with us, the scientific program manager with the VA as well. A little bit of background here. According to a report by the National Institutes of Health, 25.3 million American adults, that's 11.3% of the total population, had pain every day for the preceding 3 months. Nearly 40 million adults, almost 18%, experienced severe levels of pain. Pain is one of the most common reasons Americans consult a physician, and joint and back pain and other muscular skeletal ailments are the most common diagnosis among Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans. Now, the consequences of chronic pain include lost work, productivity, disability, and increased health care costs, just to name a few. And here to break it down for us is, as I mentioned, Dr. Audrey Kusiak and Dr. Bob O'Brien. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hi, we're happy to be here.
Well, Dr. Kusiak, I laid out in a brief overview in terms of the prevalence of chronic pain. Unwrap that for us a little bit more, if you would, please.
Sure, not a problem. So the prevalence of chronic pain is exactly what you mentioned. About 25 million Americans experience pain every day. That's about 11% of the total population. Now, when we talk about veterans, there's about 9 million veterans seeking care at the VA medical centers, of which over 5 million have been diagnosed with one or more musculoskeletal disorder, including joint, back and neck disorders, osteoarthritis, and fractures. And this represents almost 55%.
Wow. That's an incredible number. Dr. O'Brien, you know, we touched on some of the consequences. For those of us who have been in pain, knows that it takes a lot of energy. But for somebody that is having to deal with pain on a daily basis, like Dr. Kusiak says, boy, this is quite a drain, isn't it?
It is, and it really impacts on the lives of the veterans or individuals who are experiencing the pain, as well as the individuals around them. As you noted, there is loss of productivity, and if that leads to job loss, that's an impact on the individual and their family, as well as the impact on their healthcare costs. Personally, there is the likely development of anxiety, depression, anger, inability to function with poor sleep patterns, decreased quality of life, and sometimes this will turn to substance use disorder as a way to cope with the pain. Mm-hmm. And chronic pain is also an important risk factor for suicide, which is something the VA and the population in general are having to deal with at a very serious level these days.
Dr. Kusiak, I guess, you know, this is becoming such a focus. We hear so much about addiction. Of course, we're very concerned about our vets and what they're having to deal with, especially, you know, being so grateful for what they have done on our behalf in securing our freedoms. So it's quite heartbreaking to hear our vets having to go through this. And as Dr. O'Brien says, you have that kind of ripple effect that it starts with the vet themselves, and it just impacts their and every aspect of their lives and family members, right?
Absolutely correct, and I couldn't agree with you more. Yes, there is a ripple effect, and it's not just the individual, but it's going to involve coworkers, it's going to involve family, it's going to involve the ability of these individuals to want to go out and socialize and seek help, especially when they're in chronic pain and they're living with a condition where, you know, treatments do not always work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And Dr. O'Brien, I know the VA has been taking this seriously. So what are some of the strategies the VA has put together to help out?
Well, the VA is really trying to work for a more comprehensive program in pain management, comprehensive in terms of the individuals. So we're trying to look at each veteran individually. So we develop these patient-aligned care teams that focus on individuals and all the different kinds of services they might need. So it could be a primary care provider working with a pain specialist, working with a psychologist, working with other team members from the VA who are in regular contact and discussing the total needs of the individual. Pain is rarely ever identified just as a veteran having pain. There's usually something else going to be associated with it. Might be mental health. It might be physical health. And these problems can't be treated individually. You can't focus on them independently. They need to be treated concurrently.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Kuzi,
with the goal of trying to improve the quality of life of a veteran.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Kuziak, we know that VA pain research in turn helps inform and refine the strategy. Help our audience understand what you're doing by way of the research.
So that's a really great question. So, for example, when VA, you know, began this patient-aligned care teams, especially for pain, we have to constantly tweak this and determine, is this something that the veteran is benefiting from? And there may be questionnaires that are sent out to the veteran saying, how did you like your treatment? How did you like this new pain, you know, care team approach? How do you like being put into the driver's seat in terms of the treatment of your chronic painful condition? And from the feedback, we can then go back and tweak the patient-aligned care teams and say, maybe we need to add a mental health care provider to the team. Maybe we need to add a social, you know, worker to the health team, the healthcare team. And so we want to make teams responsive to the veteran and provide all these different types of non-pharmacological therapies and give them a menu option where they can say, I'd like to try this, I'd like to try that, and then come back and report back to the care team and determine how is this entire process working. And the healthcare system, you know, our health services department will look into this and determine, is it working to the extent that it should, or is it, can it be tweaked? And not all VA medical centers are exactly the same in terms of their patient population, in terms of what kind of services they provide. So this may also be an incentive for these medical centers to say, okay, we should add this, or we should, you know, remove this. So it's something to do with who we're treating and how we should treat these individuals as a person.
Well, Dr. O'Brien, this is, you know, quite a dynamic and comprehensive study that you continue to do on an ongoing basis. And as Dr. Kuziak said, information is constantly coming in and being updated. So where can everybody go for more information?
So we have information on at our website, which is www.research.va.gov. Or people can go to their local medical center. If they go to our website, they can look. There's a topic area, and pain research is one of the topics that they'd be able to look at and see what we're doing right now.
Great. Well, thank you both. We got to leave it right there for joining us, Dr. Audrey Kusiak and Dr. Bob O'Brien.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347, 800-981-9347, that's 800-981-9347.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, what makes it great is you. It's we the people. That's what makes it great and exceptional. And thank you for continuing to fight the good fight of faith and the good fight for this country, for liberty, for all that our Constitution represents. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Howard Hammond joins us now. President and CEO of Fifth Third Securities. We're going to talk life insurance. Lots of myths out there, and people are a little bit confused. So I really appreciate Howard joining us to break it down to us so you can get it straight from his mouth to your ears. And we're going to attack these myths that are flying about and that have kind of confused life insurance. Howard Hammond, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Doing really well. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, great to have you here to address these issues, because more than one in three Americans don't have a life insurance policy, a critical tool for providing loved ones with financial security and peace of mind. And this is Life Awareness, Life Insurance Awareness Month, held annually in September, and Fifth Third Bank is shedding light on the importance of this crucial coverage by debunking common insurance myths and sharing the best practices for selecting a policy. So let's start, from the top, Life Insurance Awareness Month. I wasn't even sure that Life Insurance Awareness Month even existed. So that's good news.
Yes, and it's something that we really want to make people aware and educate them, because there's a large number of Americans who lack adequate life insurance protection, and we encourage people to sit down, speak with an advisor, and learn about the proper coverage for them.
Well, Howard, in your experience, what is the most common misconception that people have about life insurance?
Well, really, the most common one is that people think life insurance isn't affordable. And while it's true, rates vary depending on factors like coverage type, age, and health status, the average person can find an affordable policy that fits their needs. And that's the message we want to try and get out there, is that coverage is within reach, and it's one of the best decisions you can make to protect the health, safety, and security of your loved ones. And you hit on the uninsured out there. And then another statistic we like to put out there for people to understand how important this is that among households with children under 18, 4 in 10 say they would be in immediate financial trouble if a primary wage earner died today. Mm-hmm. And you think of the hardship that those families are facing, not only the loss of a loved one, but potentially losing their residence, not being able to afford the same lifestyle that they had lived in. And that's why we're so passionate about getting this message out there.
Well, I think that some of the confusion may have been exacerbated, Howard, in terms of how life insurance traditionally has been sold. And there's, at least two different main types of life insurance. Whole life and the other, which is, maybe the most affordable. But if you don't understand what each of those tools, those drivers are offering, and why you want to choose one over the other, I can understand why you might get confused, don't you think?
Absolutely, Bill. And that's one of the things that we try and make clear to people as you go across the different life stages and wealth cycles. The right insurance is critical, and you hit on term. And for folks that are just starting out, maybe starting a family, don't have a family yet, they want to try and get those policies when they're young, because those are going to be the most affordable, the best rates, and the most coverage. And that's why we try and encourage people have that conversation when you're young and healthy. That's actually the best time to buy life insurance.
Exactly. And for most young families, term is very adequate because it gives you some coverage there. Later on, if you decide that you want to have a savings or investment component, then you're looking at something in the whole life category, right?
That's spot on. And, the whole life, as you do become more affluent and you may have a more of a permanent insurance need for a specific purpose, or you want to use the investment feature, that becomes a much more viable option.
Now, for those that have already participated and said, look, my parents said I should do this and I've got it, but I'm not sure what I have. Life insurance, like everything else, it is dynamic. It's ever changing. And it would probably be wise to, get it out of the box and review it to make sure that it's still, appropriate and meeting the needs of your growing family or whatever changes in your life have come along, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we really try and emphasize to people, is that you have your life cycles and life changes and milestones. We view them really five: when you're young and single, when you get married, when you have children, when you become an empty nester and your children are financially independent, and when you enter retirement. At each one of those stages, you want to make sure that you're properly covered, you have the appropriate coverage for what you want to happen in the event of your demise. And generally, we also recommend you come in every 2 years just to have the policies reviewed. Mm-hmm. Mortality tables could change, and you may be able to get that policy cheaper and expand your coverage. So all of those weigh into it, Bill.
And, of course, that's helpful, Howard, when you come in and review it, to know for sure that your plan is working for you. Otherwise, it just sits in a safety box. And like you say, with things changing all the time, you could have lost out on some opportunities to have insurance at a better rate, or maybe, tie up a loose end that you didn't think about previously that now has become a consideration, in your life and the kind of coverage that you need to have, right?
Yes, and that's so critical, Bill, because we all have those changes and circumstances in our life where events happen, and you want to make sure that incorporated into your financial plan is this insurance component.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of good ideas here, and, you know, we appreciate Fifth Third Securities Insurance and Institutional Services and your passion for this to, you know, keep your clientele and others aware of what's going on, this being Life Insurance Awareness Month. That's probably a good reminder. I mean, we have natural reminders every year to change out, like, the battery in our smoke alarm.
Right.
September should be one of those triggering times for us to say, hey, look, we haven't looked at our life insurance policy. Maybe it's time to review it and take advantage and take heed to what Howard Hammond has shared with us. So, we're grateful, Howard, for you giving us the time to, you know, bring this to light. Now, where can people go for more information?
Yeah, Bill, a great place for everyone to start is by visiting go.53.com/LIAM. And from there, you can use our Fifth Third's life insurance calculator to get a personalized snapshot of how much coverage you really need, or get in touch with a local bank expert in your area who can help you debunk any additional questions you may have about life insurance. Again, that's go.53.com/LIAM.
Well, Howard, I guess the big takeaway is that with this being Life Awareness Month, tell people if they remember anything out of our conversation, out of this interview today, what is the major takeaway for them right now?
The major takeaway is really step back for a second and think about how important you are to your family and what would happen to your family if something happened to you. Take that step, get prepared, and make sure you're ready just in case.
Well, and of course, our financial expert, Howard Hammond, President and CEO of Fifth Third Securities. Howard, good stuff here. Thank you very much for taking the time to share it with us. Appreciate it, okay? And in passing, just as we wrap things up here, remind everybody the website again, what they can go to, because it may have sounded a little complicated for them, but I want to give you one more chance to give it to them, all right?
Thank you, Bill. It's go.53.com/LIAM.
Howard Hammond, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate it. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You didn't think they'd get away. We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out on the parade, so I can live like Jane. It's a little song in the world, and it'd be free.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Charles Woods joins us right now. He is the father of Ty Woods, a Navy SEAL killed in Benghazi, Libya. He's an attorney, the father of four college-age kids. Two are studying to be nurses. One is in the medical school, and one wants to be an attorney like her dad. Charles Woods, an honor to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill. You know, Monday's going to be the five-year anniversary.
Exactly.
Of what happened in Benghazi. And I appreciate your not allowing this to be swept under the rug.
Well, it is amazing that 5 years hence, Charles, we still know so little, even after what I thought was a pretty robust investigation by Trey Gowdy. But what was proven was that their authority only went so far, and the nerve of Congress seems to be limited as to what they want to do regarding Benghazi, the truth of it all, and in the words of one Hillary Clinton, so that this would never, ever happen again.
Well, unfortunately, all the facts have not come out. And I was somewhat distressed by this judge's decision that just came out recently, or rather the FBI's decision, that this the emails of Hillary Clinton were not interesting enough to the public.
Yes.
You've heard about that.
Yes, exactly.
My feeling on the subject is that everyone listening to your program is interested in what Hillary and the FBI are hiding.
Yeah, and I'm very much interested still in Benghazi. I mean, in January of last year, the movie 13 Hours was pretty clear as to what happened, I thought, and as much as could be after the fact, a pretty fair depiction of what happened on 9/11 and 9/12 of 2012. And here we are, you know, 5 years down the road, as you say, looking at the anniversary 5 years later, and we had four Americans, your son, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and, of course, the ambassador, Christopher Stevens, all murdered that day, and victims of Benghazi, which Hillary and Susan Rice, the president including, insisted that it had something to do with the video, which I don't think anybody's willing to buy that anymore.
Exactly. When I did meet her at Andrews Air Force Base, that was basically the only thing that she said was that she said that they were going to have the person arrested who was responsible for that video to cause the death of my son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was kind of strange the way that, you know, that was how she tried to console me. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, I mean, I could tell that, it was, you know, just by her body language and everything else, that, you know, that wasn't an accurate statement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, less people should forget, you're a note taker. I mean, you know, we have notes being taken by the FBI director, who was a consummate note taker. And you also keep a notebook, which I think is really brilliant. It's something that I learned a long time ago from, who was it? The Greek tycoon who had a notebook and was married to Jacqueline Kennedy. And then all of a sudden, Onassis kept a notebook. And when I heard that you kept a notebook, I remember as, you know, as a kid hearing about that, I said, this is brilliant. And so I have tried to follow suit. But you keep a notebook, and you wrote down exactly, you said something, I gave Hillary a hug, shook her hand, and she said, we're going to have that filmmaker arrested who is responsible for the death of my son. And she made that statement to other family members as well. But you wrote it down. And even in a court of law, I mean, you're an attorney. We understand that note-taking like this does have some basis in a court of law, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's contemporaneous evidence is what it is. Actually, at the time, I didn't realize that there was any big deal about mm-hmm. what she was saying. I just wrote it down. I didn't think it was, you know, anything of any real importance. And it wasn't until later, you know, when everything blew up that this became relevant. Yeah, I for years I've kept a little notebook in my pocket, and I always jokingly say I keep my brains in my pocket. It's necessary to write things down because with the passage of time, you know, your memory can, you know, fade a little bit. So I just, the important things, I just write down, and I thought it was important at the time that, you know, I'd met such a illustrious person and just wanted to memorialize it.
Exactly. And, of course, this all took place at the infamous casket ceremony when the bodies came home. And as you say, you thought a bit suspicious of her words. And, of course, later on, you know, after, I don't know, 12-plus hours of testimony before Congress, you know, she decided to close the case, and she says it's time to move on. And how do you move on when there's still so many questions remaining?
You know, the thing is the public is still interested in what happens, and I think it's really important as far as our government is concerned, as far as the integrity of our government is concerned and our whole constitutional process for this information to come out. If there was not damaging information, Hillary and the FBI would release it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there were not damaging information, Hillary Clinton would not inadvertently destroy 30,000 plus emails.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I don't know that it was inadvertent. I think that's giving her way too much the benefit of the doubt, as she, you know, joked about you know, the screen being wiped with, you know, some sort of Windex or whatever. But what they did was something much more devious. And, you know, I believe anyway. I mean, anybody can believe what they want to believe. But this is the problem that we have. We often say on this show, Charles, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And opinion is running rampant over all this Benghazi situation. And we only have the government to blame for that because, you know, there's been some suggestion that there was gun running going on, and that would seem a bit more plausible. You had the ambassador of Turkey an hour before with our ambassador, with Chris Stevens, and he just walked him out the exit door. There was rather quiet. There wasn't any suggestion whatsoever when the ambassador of Turkey left the gates of the compound there. And what they've subsequently discovered was that there were guns going, you know, out of Benghazi to Turkey to the Syrian rebels. Well, of course, you know, the Obama administration, you know, they've been seem to be connected with gun running, of which, if you'll recall, Eric Holder, our attorney general, stands in contempt of Congress even to this day, and it, you know, is subject to arrest. But I don't think that's going to happen. They don't seem to have the courage to do such a thing. But he flat out lied about it. And, you know, so all these things just really, you know, I guess they're in right in the face of a president that says that not one scandal occurred during his administration.
Well, you know, the bottom line is this. If the information in those emails was favorable to Hillary Clinton, she would have voluntarily released them long time ago.
Right.
Instead, like I say, inadvertently, she destroyed thousands of emails and the equipment on which they were stored.
Well, Charles, for Ty, your son, and the three others who died at Benghazi on this anniversary, what do you want people to remember about Ty and the fallen Americans on that day that we look back 5 years after the fact?
Well, you know, as you know, Ty is an American hero. And Navy SEALs, they do not want any recognition whatsoever about what they do. They're just doing their job. They're very humble, private people. But I think that what would really bring pleasure to Ty, to his memory, would be if his death would inspire other people to be American heroes just like he was. And I'm not saying in the military. Be a hero. Your children. Be a hero to your wives. Be a hero in your work, in everything that you do. Give 100% and, you know, make people that are around you and your country proud of you.
Well, the opportunity for our country, Charles, is to get the truth out. If we do not deal and confront the truth, the chances of it occurring again are very likely. This is the problem with people that lie and the lies that seem to attract other lies. We live in deception. There's so much history in our country, whether it has to do, you know, going back to the Kennedy assassination and other things. It almost creates an underworld of conspiracy. And as Americans, we deserve better than that, don't we?
Just as far as our Constitution and our liberty is concerned, it's necessary that the people that vote have access to the truth so that they can vote and make their choices intelligently. And that's really one of the reasons why the truth needs to come out about Benghazi and every other important situation that affects the lives of every American, particularly those who vote and want to preserve our liberty.
Well said. Charles Wood, father of Navy SEAL slain in Benghazi, Tyrone Woods, and an attorney and father of four. Charles, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill. Lord bless you as well.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Most